Hello, and welcome to our Astroblast podcast, Pinkerton Community. We're coming at you live here in the Saltmarsh Library, and it's Mrs. Bernard and
Mr. Constant.
And we have some special guests today.
We sure do. Guys, introduce yourselves.
I'm Nick Carboni.
I'm Dane Greco.
I'm Megan Romer.
Excellent. And let's go a little further with that introduction, because we're going to talk today to these three students who are actually sending school students. They come from Pelham and Windham, and they come for our CTE courses. So let's start with Meg, ladies first. Where you come from Pelham, and you come for what class?
I'm coming from the Health Science 2 class.
Excellent.
Yeah, and you were here last year as well, right?
Yes, yeah. During COVID land.
So you're HS2 now.
Yep.
And what do you want to do with that?
So once I get through this semester, I'll be doing the EMT-1 program. So hopefully if I pass all the tests, I'll be able to graduate with my EMT license.
Very cool.
That is excellent. Cool. And that's what you want to do in the real world when you're out of school?
Yeah, I'll end up doing that for a little bit, maybe get my paramedic license, depending on how it all goes.
What's the interest with the medical world like that? Is there something that triggered you to want to do that?
I don't know. I like helping people. I like the fast pace. Don't like standing around doing nothing. So you're kind of constantly always doing something.
Good point. I feel that.
Yeah. Like our job. So especially today.
You did this last year as well. Tell our listeners about your day. What does that look like? Because you're coming from Pelham. So what's a typical day in the life of Megan?
So last year I would go to school for Pelham for first block. So I'd be there for about an hour and a half. We'd have about a 10-minute break, have to drive here. So I'd be here for second and third block, and then only have one more class at Pelham. So if, like, Pinkerton had a half day or we had a half day, I would have, like, a 3.5-hour block in the middle of the day to do nothing, which was really nice to have everyone. So I'll just have, like, a nice break in the middle of the day.
True, true. Mm-hmm. And, Nick, you are also from Pelham, correct?
Yes.
I got it right. Whew. I had a 1-in-2 chance there. Mm-hmm. And, Nick, what class do you come for?
Construction technology.
Excellent. Is this your first or second year doing
First
that?
Year.
First year. So you're new to this. What are you thinking about coming from Pelham?
I love it. It's a cool experience. It's cool to come from a different school to here to, just be around the atmosphere of a different school.
Do you get along with the other kids? I mean, you're in with Pinkerton students, and you're a Pelham student.
Yeah, no, we all get along great. It's a fun class. I have no complaints about it.
Yeah. Mr. Hodgkinson's your teacher. You got to love that guy. He's awesome.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what are you thinking about doing with us? What's your interest here?
I don't know. I just kind of wanted to do it for the learning aspect and then take it on just to general knowledge.
Yeah.
It's all good skills to learn.
Are you a senior?
Junior.
All right.
So are you going to sign up for the second year? It sounds like you're.
Most likely.
Yeah. Do you think you want to get into the world of construction? Or?
Well, right now I am in construction, but most likely yes.
Yeah, great. Awesome.
That's really cool.
And our last and final contestant is Dane. Yeah. Dane's coming in from Windham. What class do you take?
I'm taking welding 1.
Okay. And you're a junior as well then?
Yeah.
Right. What do you think of the welding class so far?
I like it. Everybody in there is, like, just a really good kid.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, I did come to pick you guys up, and it did seem that way. It was, like, a lot of camaraderie in that class. They seem to have a good time. What kind of things have you welded so far? Have you done anything?
Not really yet.
Okay.
We just started learning the basics of stick welding.
Ooh.
Okay.
We've just been welding little strips onto metal plates. So.
Okay. Starting small, working your way up.
Yep.
Do you know if you go through the program, if you leave with any sort of certification or anything?
Yeah, everybody that takes welding will leave with their OSHA 10.
Okay. And I hear there's a lot of money in welding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be.
Yeah.
Is that something you want to pursue, you think, down the road? It's early yet, but...
I'm thinking it's just kind of cool to learn the skill. It's a really good skill to learn, and if it leads to it, then yeah, I'll take it up.
What made you think that would be a good thing to do, come to Pinkerton to take welding? I mean, that's a step. That's like a step above and beyond.
I mean, it helps out with, so my family owns a business, and we sometimes use welding there. So
okay.
So you want to learn how to weld for that?
Yeah, I
want
to learn how to do it.
So not to pry, but what business does your family run?
They own a street sweeping company.
Oh, cool.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
So they have to weld. Sometimes parts fall off of the welding or the machines, and they have to weld them back. And so now you can take that part of the business. Yep. That's awesome.
That's really cool.
That's practical. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That's good economics.
How did you find out about Pinkerton?
My school told us about it. They had a big meeting one day and showed us everything that we could take here for CTE. And
did they tell you about other schools too, or were they just specific to?
Yeah, there was Pinkerton and Salem, but Pinkerton had the welding.
Yeah,
side.
How about you guys?
They gave us the option for Pinkerton, a couple Salem classes, Alvern, and I think there's one other. I know they do heavy machinery somewhere else. I don't remember what school it is. The
Manchester, maybe MST, or did you?
Possibly, I'm not sure.
Well, that's pretty good. But you chose Pinkerton because we have the HST program?
Yeah, because we were given the option between Salem and here.
Oh, yeah.
And I was told that this program was stronger than the Salem one is.
Sorry, Salem. No, that's great. I'm sure their program's great, but we do have the HST program is amazing. And so aren't our construction and our welding classes.
You would walk in that room and you think you're in a hospital.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's really
definitely.
Awesome.
It is.
Me, I learned the CTE program from my brother. He took it for, I think it was some computer class.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it was. But I just found out that they had the construction course, and that just kind of took my interest.
Yeah.
Good.
Excellent. How cool is it that you know, have that opportunity to kind of explore that area and see if it's something you like? I mean,
I love it.
And I think there's value to deciding that you don't like it too, right? You know, I mean, I think there's value in both directions. So what do you guys think of our campus and the school in general?
It's definitely bigger than Pelham. It's like a campus.
Yeah. It's a little hectic sometimes trying to get like in and out. Because for me, because I play volleyball, there's days that I have to wait for our volleyball bus here after our regular bus leaves to go to our away games, and just watching that there's like so many cycles of buses coming out of here at the end of the day is like insane to me.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a little city that we have going on here.
And how many Pelham students would you say are how many come on the bus with you guys? Do you know?
We have almost a full bus pretty much.
It's basically
a full bus. Really? And that's for just block four?
Yeah, there's four of us seniors and the rest are all underclassmen.
Oh my gosh. And in the morning, there's another group that comes for morning classes.
Another full bus, basically.
Yeah.
That's impressive. How about you, Dane? What are you?
There's about seven kids.
Okay. Yeah. All right. A little more intimate on your bus. That's good.
Yep.
And I think they come in the morning. There's another group that comes in the morning, correct? Yeah.
Do you all have a CTE program or like career vocational programs at all at your schools?
No.
Okay.
No, because they're small. I mean,
there's
certain schools that have it, but the smaller schools don't, they can't really afford,
they don't have
I guess.
Kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that I remember going to one of our night functions and the culinary program had a ton of Pelham students.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still the case? Are there a lot of Pelham kids that are taking culinary?
I know it lessened out after COVID because I know one of my friends who I work at a restaurant with, she did the culinary program. And I know after her class, not as many people came back for it because of COVID. They didn't want to do all the online stuff because we were all in person for Pelham while you guys were still online completely.
Okay.
So I think that limited how many people kind of learned about it.
Sure.
Maybe in the future though.
Yeah. Meg, are you still at that restaurant?
Yes, I
am. And shout out to your restaurant. What is it?
LaBelle Winery and Dairy.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Americus, correct, is the actual restaurant. Yes,
so
I've seen Megan there once before.
Yeah.
That's great. And how about you guys? Do you guys work outside of school?
Yeah, I work for DPR Construction.
Oh, perfect. Hi, do you get, work to learn time for that? Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't.
Okay.
It's kind of a summer thing, but now that it's school and then the golf season, it's too much.
Okay, so you only do that in the summertime.
Yeah, well, I'll try to pick up a few shifts on the weekends.
Okay.
Because I got to start in the morning. And then.
And you, that's right, you said you're a golfer, correct?
Yes, golfer.
And the season must be winding down, right?
States is the 11th.
Are you going to be in the States? Are you going to be doing that?
Yeah, I'll be in the States, and then hopefully for individuals on the 15th.
Mm, and do you think you'll be winning that for us? Or?
Well, it's not
and
us.
And if you do, will you be a winner for Pinkerton or Pelham?
Pelham.
I think both.
I like that.
Yeah,
that's
I do
a good
too.
Idea. Are you guys, Pelham is not large school, right?
No, we're Division 2 and 3.
Yeah, and that would be the same for Wyndham, right?
No, Wyndham's D1.
No, we're D1.
Yeah. I'm not sure if they petition up, but they do go D1. Do you play any sports?
I play football and baseball.
I would never guess that. Yeah.
So you guys have a good football team this year?
Yeah, this year we're doing good.
Yeah, except for that first game of the season, right? Oh, sorry. Oh,
did you know he announces the football games?
Not so much anymore, but you did have a great comeback in that game against Pinkerton. 28-27, right?
20-21-7 at half, and then we came back. Yeah. 28-27, yeah.
That's good. Good character game there for you.
I feel like these guys are naturals. We should have them on
more. I'm telling
often.
You, they may branch out on their own.
Right?
Megan, I don't want to leave you out here. You are a volleyball player. I've known you for quite some time. Megan's dad is actually the coach now over at Pelham.
Yeah?
Was the former Salem coach, and she has helped out for years over there. So me being an official former coach, I've known Megan for quite some time. How's your volleyball season going?
We are right now we have already hit Pelham's most winning record for the past about 6 years. Coming right now, we're at 7-5, beating our most winning record of last year being 2-12.
That's awesome.
So it's been a big comeback, taking a lot of teams by surprise. We took over Milford, who's one of our top teams, the other weekend. Yep. So just a big change from how it's been.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, I have a question for you, because when we look at the football picks, my wife always says this one will beat this one because of this, and I'm going to ask. Jaguar, Python, who wins?
Jaguar.
Python.
Now, pythons get pretty big and long and large, and they sometimes they're constrictors, so I can see that if they catch a jaguar by surprise, they might be able to take a jaguar.
Are we talking about school mascots right now?
We sure are.
I figured, okay. I was trying to put the connection
together. Oh, you didn't know? You don't know? The Wyndham Jaguars and the Pelham Pythons.
I kind of figured it out, but maybe, you know, some of our
But you know what will take both of those? An Astro.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. So we always ask our guests if they want to give a shout out to anybody. So we kind of surprise you with this question.
We did.
It doesn't have to be somebody at Pinkerton. It can be wherever, and we'll share it with them. So anybody you want to give a shout out to?
For Mr. H.
All right. That's Mr. Hodgkinson. I would love to do the accent, but I can't emulate that. He's just something else.
It's perfect.
Yeah, he is.
I'll give Miss LeClaire a shout out. She's a really awesome teacher.
She is. She's a whole lot, and she does a nice job. And what I mean by that is she's got a lot of energy, and she brings it to the class every day. She does a really good job with the kids, and it's really not. To be honest with you, it's really nice to see a female in that role. I think is very, very important. That would be a welding teacher. Yeah. And that leaves Meg for our shout-out.
I'll have to give a shout-out to Miss Canary.
Good.
Yeah. Giving us a lot of she gives us a lot of stories about what it's actually like working in the hospital setting, in that emergency setting. So it kind of paints you a picture for what you're ahead for.
Right.
And will you go out to do, like, an intern? You said you're going to do the EMT, right? And that, so you'll go out on a truck with the firefighters, or how does that work?
Yeah, so second half of the year, once we start EMT, I think the first couple of weeks are just kind of learning the basics, and then you have to do, I think, 60 truck hours to be able to get your license. So I'll be probably doing 4-hour shifts on a truck as much as I can, trying to get all those hours.
Amazing. That's fantastic.
Amazing. Yeah. Awesome. Do you guys have any advice for listeners that might be interested in these types of courses?
Ooh, good question.
I mean, I would say just if you want to do it, just give it a try. You might not always like it, but... like, I really like it, so.
Good. That's great.
Yeah.
For at least health science, I say give it a try. I know a lot of people who did it last year learned that that isn't their role. So instead of they were planning to go to nursing school, they learned it now, so they're not in debt from going to school, and they learned that they didn't like the health science road.
Yeah. And HST is not easy. That's a tough course. Not that welding and construction is not easy either, but it's tough. You got to learn a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you have usually, because the first... So health science 1, you're doing a college credit course of medical terminology, which you're pretty much doing all on your own.
Yeah.
And then you just get tested on Fridays. Plus the actual like body systems, insurance and all that is also happening that entire time. So you're like trying to balance two classes all at once.
That's a lot.
So good.
How about you, Nick? You got any advice for your fellow Pelhamers?
If you want to take construction technology, I highly recommend it. It's something to look forward through the school day. It's something I talk about after high school or out of school. It's nice. Just, it's great. It's awesome.
I can speak to having a husband. My husband's an architect, and he has lots of knowledge in construction. He's always doing projects at the house. Yep. That it's invaluable to have that knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
Because we don't pay people for, like, he doesn't want to pay anybody for anything. He's always doing stuff around our house. So it's just huge, not even if you decide not to go into the career, just to be able to, right. Yep. Hey, I just want to remodel my bathroom. Yep. I'm just going to go bang it and destroy it and then
and
fix
build
it up.
Back up.
Yep, that's what he does. Yep.
So, well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, it was great to have you guys on.
You guys,
this was really entertaining and I think very educational. So thank you. And I hope your fellow students back at Pelham or Wyndham can listen to this. That would be nice. It'll be on the Pinkerton webpage, Twitter, Insta.
We'll
the Insta.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll get it out there. Hey, enjoy the beautiful weather we've been having. Man, it's awesome out there today.
Yeah,
huh?
Have a great long weekend.
Yeah, enjoy. It's Indigenous People weekend, right?
Woohoo, yep. All right.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye, everybody.